Hare Krishna. Ceaseless visual stimulation causes pointless mental agitation. We live in a world where we are constantly subjected to sensually titillating stimuli. And among all the senses, the titillating stimuli are provided most for our eyes. There are alluring forms which are overtly and covertly triggering our desires. They are present practically everywhere in today's mainstream materialistic culture. And in such a culture, there is ceaseless visual stimulation. We see this and that and that, and especially among through the eyes, we are attracted towards sensually and sexually titillating forms. And the result of this is, there is pointless mental agitation. Pointless. Why? Because although these forms look new, we are not going to be able to enjoy all of them. There are so many forms that it's impossible that we can consume or enjoy all of them. We can't visually, when we visually start taking in those forms, the only thing that we get is irresistible but insatiable craving. So sometimes when people start rambling, they speak this and that, and then what is the point? What is the point, we may ask? Come to the point. So like that, our mind never comes to a point, because, oh, I want this also, I want that 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 also. And what is the point? What are you trying to say? You can't. Now we can't have everything. We have finite time, we have finite sensual energy, we have finite resources. We can't possibly enjoy everything. And when we subject ourselves to unnecessary stimulation, we subject ourselves to unnecessary agitation. So that's why in the Bhagavad Gita 2.58, Krishna remarks that we should withdraw our senses from the sense object. Yada samharate chayam kurmo angani va sarvashah indriyan indriyarthebhyas tasya prajna pratishthita. Just as a tortoise withdraws its limbs within itself, similarly, Krishna says, we should also withdraw ourselves from agitating stimuli. And the same point he says also in the third chapter when he talks about countering lust. Therein he says, in 3.41, tasmatam indriyanya dau niyamya bharatarshabha papamanam prajahi yenam jnana vijnana nashanam. Says, therefore, indriyanyada. Therefore, in the beginning, control the senses, Krishna says. Niyamya bharatarshabha papamanam prajahi yenam papamanam. Otherwise, we'll succumb to sin. Jnana vijnana nashanam. Our knowledge and our realization will be destroyed. Now, when a person talks incoherently, pointlessly, we say it's not a very intelligent person. Similarly, when we start chasing desires, craving temptations without any point, then that means our intelligence has been destroyed. So, by regulating our senses, we cannot eliminate sensory perception. We need it for functionality, and there is some amount of titillation that will be there when we expose ourselves in this world. But we can minimize that exposure, and then we will find that our mental agitation will become lesser and our mental thought process will become more purposeful, more productive, and in that way our whole life will become more peaceful and more fulfilling. Especially when we, rather than just focusing on saying no to the various sensory stimuli, we focus on serving Krishna and absorbing our consciousness in Krishna and observing things with the perspective of how we can serve Krishna and engage those things in Krishna's service. Then, rather than having pointless mental agitation, we will have purposeful devotional satisfaction. Thank you.